bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Well, the theme for this week is things may not always go as planned, and you're about to find out a lot of different reasons why this week's theme is things don't always go as planned. Welcome into another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. You're joining me today on the last day of May. May 31st, 2018. We're about to jump right into June. You know what else we jumped right into? Summer. It doesn't feel like there was actually a spring at all. I don't know about you, but to me, it's like someone flipped on a switch and said, all right, turn up the heat and let's go get this thing over with. I was also that person who was sharing around photos and talking to people and saying, don't complain about the heat this summer after the winter we had and how long of a winter it was. And yet here I am, here I sit, complaining about the heat and how hot it is. But you know what? You've got to make do with what you've got. And I guess you could theme that into the theme of this week's podcast of things don't always go as planned. You were probably expecting to hear Megan as my guest this week. And if you haven't figured it out already, you're not going to. You're not going to hear Megan. You may still figure it out. The fact that Megan is not on the podcast this week. Spoiler alert. Megan and I are 0 for 2 at this point. Meaning I've gone to Megan's house twice. Enjoyed a nice weekend with her and her boyfriend Dylan. And then the weekend just gets away from us, really. We even mentioned on Sunday night, oh, we still got a podcast. We haven't podcasted yet. We'll do it after dinner. And instead, we decided to play board games, which I'm not complaining, but I'll tell you what, it's a lot harder, I feel like, to get people on the podcast in the summer for some reason. You would think it'd be the other way around, harder to do it during the school year, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So if you have an interest in sharing your story, feel free to reach out to me. Trent Speaks on Instagram or trentspeaks@gmail.com. If you have my personal information, feel free to contact me that way as well. And we'll get you set for the podcast here. I know there are a couple people who had indicated interest. I have a terrible memory. I didn't write you down. So just contact me again. But anyway, so yes. Oh, Leanne hates that. It's been bothering her, but I have a horse in my throat. Pretty painful because it's more like a pony in my throat. But nonetheless, got to clear the throat, got to keep you people happy. Moving on. So last week at the end of the podcast, I talked about the haircut I gave myself. I posted pictures out there on Instagram on Thursday. I posted those pictures on my Instagram and my Facebook. Again, Instagram at Trent Speaks. And I was super excited for the reaction from Leanne. So what I didn't mention on the podcast that maybe I should have mentioned in the first place, I intended on shaving my head and making Leanne happy before we went to Minnesota. Or at the very least, I was going to bring my clippers with me to Minnesota so I'd be able to shave my head there. Well, supposedly, I don't believe a second of what I'm about to tell you because I have no idea why I would do this. Supposedly, I told Leanne in a phone call earlier on Thursday, I'm going to shave my head tonight. Now, why I would have done that, I have no idea. And here's why I know that there's no way I could have done that is because, and she's not here to defend herself, so that's fine. And there's no way I could have done that because I made the decision at the last minute on Thursday afternoon that I was going, or sorry, on Wednesday afternoon that I was going to do something with my hair. So there's no way she could have known, because even I didn't really know until after she had already gone to work. So I digress. It was very, 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 very anticlimactic, to say the least. I woke up around 2:30 in the morning when Leanne finally arrived. And I see her getting ready and everything, so I said hello. I had my hat on, of course. I was sleeping with my hat on, like I said I was going to. But she comes over and she tips my cap. And she just says, "Oh." And that was it. That was about as climactic as the reaction got. She also claims she was tipped off. Not only from the phone call, but because I cleaned my bathroom. What? Because I cleaned my bathroom? That's what tipped you off? So a normal person can't just clean their bathroom because it needs to be cleaned? Cleaning your bathroom means that you've done something to your body? What kind of logic is that? It's a rhetorical question because I can't even answer that question for you. Only Leanne could. We can't call her because she's at work. So we'll just have to leave it to our own imagination. So as you can see, here's the trend. Things don't always go as planned. Megan's not on the podcast this week. The haircut reaction was extremely anticlimactic. But wait, there's more. On Saturday, we decided to go tubing down a river. It was like 95 degrees, and so we were just going to bring a few coolers with us, go down the river, have a great time, and enjoy ourselves. It was great for the first half. And then something happened that kind of ruined the fun, at least for me. Everyone else still had fun. The fun was downhill for me. Literally. You could say that my fun was deflated. That's right, folks. Leanne and I were hanging on to each other for a little bit. And Leanne, I felt like, was holding me back. I was like, "Leanne, with you hanging on to me, I can't catch up to everyone else. I keep swaying away from the middle of the stream. Like, we need to let go of our tubes." And after three or four times, we finally let go of tubes. And she said, "Okay, see you later." So as she starts to float way ahead of me now, I somehow floated to the side yet again. Back up a little bit. She had joked about how my tube would pop if we let go. And I, of course, was like, "Yeah, whatever." However, a joke became reality when she was probably at least 40 feet, if not even more, in front of me. And I start to hear bubbles in the water because my tube has now popped on a rock. And air is gushing out of my tube. So I'm screaming to Leanne, saying, Leanne, stop! I have a hole in my tube." And Leanne's reaction? She starts laughing. And she said, "You're joking, whatever, blah, blah, blah." And so I say again very sternly, "No, I'm serious. I have a hole in my tube. I'm not joking." And finally, reality set in for Leanne, and she realized, "Oh, shoot, Trent's actually serious about this." Well, even worse, our friends were even further up than Leanne, and Leanne starts yelling at them. I don't even remember, because I kind of stopped looking at everyone because I was so concerned about air gushing out of my tube. Eventually, I kind of catch up to them. I'm probably about, I'd say 100, 150 feet. I don't know. I'm really not good at directions. I could be completely wrong here. But there's rapids right where I need to walk to get back up to them, because we had an extra tube that I could utilize that we were utilizing for our coolers, but I could utilize to float on the rest of the river because we're probably only halfway at this point. Well, I have two options. I can either walk through the rapids and potentially get all caught up and injured, or I can climb up the side of this little ravine, walk through the woods, and meet up with them at whatever point I'm able to. Well, I thought the second option would be the best, because as I was walking toward that ravine from the river, I kind of started to get swept away by the current. And I had to catch myself. I let go of my tube. I was like, you know what? I don't care about this tube. I just care about myself at this point. So I let the tube go as I continued to walk straight toward the ravine and cut through the current. So I can't even imagine if I would have tried to go through the rapids part of it, because heck, I fell over just walking through the current. Well, anyway, now I'm trying to climb up the ravine. The branch I'm trying to grab breaks, so I fall 2 feet flat on my back. Great. Where's my hat? Oh, it's on the ground. Okay, I'll pick it up, put the hat back on. I'm able to get up on this ravine, or whatever you want to call it. There are all these plants. Potentially poison ivy, I don't really know. Fuzzy, prickly. All I know is I was scared of snakes. I was scared of any other bugs. I was scared of snakes. And I was thinking, is this poison ivy? I was also afraid of finding snakes. I don't know if I said that. So I didn't really feel like I had a choice, and I had trekked through all this. Halfway through, however far I walked, probably at least 0.2 miles, my feet are burning. Not from the sun, but from whatever freaking plants I'm walking in. Well, I finally get back to the river, and my feet are all torn up or whatever. And now it's day 1, 2, 3, 4. Day 5 or 6. Since I had to do that, my feet don't have a poison ivy rash on them. They're still a little bit red from the little places that plant marked them. So I'm praying, I ask that you pray for this as well, I'm praying that I do not get poison ivy. I've never had poison ivy before. I do not want poison ivy. I read online it can take up to 1.5 weeks for it to appear the first time. So I'm praying I don't get poison ivy on my feet, because mind you, that would be the top and bottom of my feet. So things don't always go on as planned. Megan's not on the podcast this week because we suck and we need to podcast sometime, probably next time, because third time's a charm, as they say. Things don't always go on as planned because the haircut was super anticlimactic. And while tubing was fun, it was only fun until my fun was deflated and the air was let out. But you also have to laugh at those moments. The next morning, I woke up to a drawing on the bathroom mirror from my friend, and it was a depiction of me in a tube sinking, saying, "Help, my tube has a hole in it, I'm sinking, help." I'll admit that I walked out and I said, well played. And I give him a little clap because that one made me laugh. So really, you have to laugh at particular moments. Things aren't always going to go your way in life. Whether it was for a job interview, a job that you didn't get, whether it was for an opportunity you were really hoping for that you didn't get, maybe you didn't get selected for an award, or you didn't get selected to participate in a particular event. Things aren't always going to go your way, and you have to just live and learn and accept that and move on to the next opportunity. I am a big believer of God and faith and religion. You may or may not be, but I've always believed that everything happens for a reason, whether I know what the reason is or not. So just always look toward the next opportunity and know that there may or may not be a reason that you didn't get one particular opportunity because something better may be coming your way, or you just may need to wait for the right time for whatever it is to come your way. Really, that's all I had this week. Be sure to check out momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com, and we'll find out who's on next week. It'll be a mystery to us all, but have a great week, everyone, and I wish you the best.